Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Earlier this week, off the Bulls, Jonathan Higgins caught up with Wexford hurling captain Jack O'Connor ahead of his side's opening Leinster senior hurling clash with Kildare next Saturday at 6:30.
Now, Jack, we look ahead at here at the launch of the Leinster Championship. Looking forward to that Leinster Championship, of course, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny, it's after coming around so quick already. It's nearly felt like a fast league campaign, but team is looking forward to it now, starting 2 weeks' time with Kildare away, which is a very big game. First game is always big, no matter who you're playing, just looking forward to it, getting up and running now and getting going. So
yeah, there's no time for resting on your laurels after the league campaign, is there?
No, it is a quick turnaround. It was 4 weeks ago from when the championship starts. It'll be 4 weeks ago for us, and we played Kildare last, so probably a little bit of shadow boxing in that game, but it comes quick. The season is quite quick, so if you get an injury or if things aren't working or clicking, you don't have a lot of time to maybe rectify it as other years where there's 2 or 3 weeks between games. This is what players want. They want games, and they want to be hurling matches opposed to training the whole time. No time to rest on it, but just now getting properly ready and ready to go for 2 weeks' time or for 10 days' time.
I'm sure you guys know probably more than anyone on the wrong side of it, but it's small margins. I'm thinking back to Parnell Park last year. Was it over the line? Was it not? Small details will be pivotal, really, here in the course of the Leinster Championship.
Oh, yeah, but that's been the case for as long as I can remember, even going back years, 2019, if we even go back that far. I remember we drew the last game, which just got us into the final the year before. We lost to Kilkenny by a point in the last game, which put us third. And most recently then, as you said, last year, that game in particular, they're fine margins. But that's the case for any championship. And it's what makes it really exciting. And it does make each game almost do or die. You have to get out and you have to win each game as best possible and not be relying on another team to do you a favour. So hopefully we come out on the right side of the small margins this year.
Seems to be a common theme across the squads at the moment, but a lot of management, either by choice or by default, have freshened things up a lot of new faces. You're something similar as well in that scenario.
Yeah, I suppose we're a little bit of turnover. There's a few lads finished up and one or two taking a year out, and with that then we've had a nice crop of 20s and minors and 20s over the last 2 or 3 years coming into the team. I suppose with that change at the other end of the spectrum, a lot of those players, be it on the panel for their first year or their second or third year, they're after getting a lot of game time and a lot of league minutes. And I suppose, that's what managements will be doing, is trying to build squads, build panels. If you get one or two injuries to one of your main guys you do need the next man up as such. So I think we've done that very well as well, just getting everyone a good bit of game time throughout the league, building depth in the panel and the competition as well, so as all panels are doing. But again, then it's just about how you bring that into your championship and which panel, I suppose, can get the best out of and get the most results come championship game. So.
Well, training must be fun. We've a friend of ourselves here on Off the Ball, Shane Keegan, has come on board this year. Tell us all the goss, will you?
There's no goss.
Money messing on that regard.
There was speculation on his foot size there once. He seemed to have very large runners, and we got a real G up out of him on that. But anyway, Shane with the other trainers there as well, Shane O'Brien. They've come in and brought a fresh approach. It's much the same, but Shane Keegan, just that angle from a soccer as well, and the little nuggets from soccer being spatial awareness and trying to use space and use green grass. And look, that's just another angle that players take a bit from or maybe don't, but it's working well so far. He's bringing in those elements, and training's good, and it's fun and competitive and everything in between, and lots of hurling. And so yeah, it's going good, but we'll have to see to the championship now.
Tell you after the commercial break.
Exactly, yeah, that's pretty much it. Yes, we'll tell you now after the championship. So
I suppose it's kind of on that point about the small margins, we've seen in Gaelic football as well, a lot of basketball kind of DNA have come into a lot of teams. You're always kind of looking to thrive, to improve, and different ideas, something fresh.
Totally fresh, new ideas. You always kind of sometimes look to the teams that have won the previous championship or league or whatever it is, and sometimes that's the model. A sweeper was a big feature maybe from 2012 on to 2018-19 maybe, and now it's kind of reverted back with Limerick's dominance to two inside, win your own ball, win your own position on the field, and you kind of see that come back into a lot of teams. So look, I suppose it's for every team, I would think, different than ourselves too. You play to your advantages and your strengths, and you try to set up and try find something new in that. And look, sure, you're always going to criticise it if you don't come out on the right side, but sure, if it works, it works. And I suppose that's the joys of getting ready for championship. It's a little bit of trial and error, but see what you can bring into it for the day. So
victors write history and all that,
that's
isn't it?
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
And I would imagine you talked about the freshening the squad, the new change of approach slightly. It's still a Leinster championship there that you're going to be targeting.
Oh, for sure, yes. Look, there's no, I wouldn't think there's any team looking past it, because if you just even look at the last couple of weeks there, you know, each team is on their own path, and you can say there's some teams maybe in the long grass compared to others, but at the same time I just think it's really going to be a very competitive championship again, no different than last year. There's definitely going to be surprises in it as well, so no, championship is championship, and it's trying to respect it that way and prepare accordingly for it. And as I said, like, it is a quick turnaround, so it's the teams that get out of the blocks quick now will have a good say come the end of May, getting ready for Leinster final or qualifiers or maybe a long summer at home. So
yeah, that's the flip of the coin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just lastly, we've seen Gaelic football be revitalised in terms of new rules the last while. The dissent rule that's going to be brought forward now in hurling, as a player, I suppose, just curious to see what, in the small sample size, what your thoughts on that whole discussion are.
Yeah, well, I would be one to ask the ref a question or two, but but it's a question now. It's not, I wouldn't be shouting or bawling. But yeah, look, as long as respect is very important, you know, we can't be onto the officials. And I suppose sometimes over the years, be it players, management, whatever, might have taken it a bit far. So I think there's no harm in it, but as long as it's just respected too. Like, we have to remember, players are going to be in the heat of battle. If they give away a free and they react because of their own disappointment, it's just important that we don't, that's not taken up wrong. And next minute a free given away on your own 45 goes up to the 60 and a scoreable, or sorry, 21 to 45, a goalie scoring from their own 45. So no, I think it's a super rule, just so long as it doesn't tweak it too much. You know, players are the blood is boiling, they're on the edge of it. So I think sometimes it's more disappointment if they give away a free or a foul or whatever than actually personally to a referee. So, but no, I'm fully in favour of the rule. So,
I think common sense, if it's applied with it, totally. If you can't really
document
that
sure.
down.
Like, we were having a laugh at our training, that we were just saying when we get back to the club championship, there's a fair few managements around the county now. There'll be a lot of second half started with a 21-yard free. But no, common sense, and I think common sense will prevail too. I think Ireland's in a great place. There's been some fantastic spectacles over the last, a number of years, but you know, it's a really good game at the minute. It's fast, it's exciting, and I think that new rule is just perfect addition to it. It's not going to take away from it. It's going to still keep the cutting edge in it and everything that fans and players want, for that matter too. So
no reaching for the zippers just yet.
Yeah, exactly.
The very best look in the year ahead. It could look at, this is the excitement, isn't it?
The build up.
The
yeah,
build up, the
sure.
destiny is
yeah.
here. It could be magic summer.
Could be magic summer, and sure. Yeah, hopefully Wexford will do our own bit too along that journey. So
the very best luck, Jack.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.